I was asked to speak, and I looked behind me to see if they were talking to someone else. But ever since that point, I've always strived to be ready to have something to say. Now, this lesson was came to me because we come to points in our Christianity where we make up our minds that there's certain things that we're going to do. And I made up my mind that I want to be at church on Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, and on Sundays, period. If I'm not able to be here, I'm physically unable, or it's something blocking me that's beyond my control. So the title of my lesson tonight is Thou Shall Be Missed. Thou Shall Be Missed. And my lesson text comes from 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter, verse 18. And it reads in verse 18, "Then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon, and you will be missed because your seat will be empty. Your seat will be empty." Saul was envious of David and was seeking his life. Consequently, David deemed it wise and safe to absent himself from the feast of the new moon. Jonathan said, "Thou shalt be missed because thy seat will be empty." One who has served well is always missed when his seat is empty. Whether it be because of death or some other reason, thou shalt be missed because thy seat will be empty. The occupied chair in the family circle makes for joy. The empty seat makes for sorrow. Some attend church so faithfully they're missed when their pew is empty. Others attend so seldom they are not missed when their seat is empty. Some die and are not missed. How terrible. Occupying a seat at church is more important than many people think. It takes the combination of the man in the pulpit and the person in the pew to carry on services. The early Christians assembled on the first day of the week, Acts 20 and verse 7. Says, "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." And 1 Corinthians, which we used in our collections. Let's start at verse 1. It says, "Now concerning the collection of the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come." This talks about our being ready to give. We need to be ready to be here. We need to be ready to give. The Lord gave it all. We are commanded to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Hebrews 10:25 talks about that. thou shalt be missed because thy seat will be empty. Occupying a seat at church proves one's love. It proves one's love. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's a very short verse, but it's very short and to the point. If we love God, we ought to keep His commandments. Occupying a seat at church shows one's faith. It shows one's faith. James 2, verse 18 says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Occupying a seat at church encourages spiritual growth. It encourages spiritual growth. 2 Peter 2, verse 2 says, and many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. If we don't enjoy this on earth, how can we enjoy heaven? How can we enjoy heaven? The empty pew has an eloquent tongue to the preacher. It says, your efforts are not appreciated. Why don't you quit? So the treasurer shouts, look out for a deficit. To the visitor, it whispers, there's no interest here. I wouldn't come back. To the faithful Christian, it suggests the other members don't attend. You might as well be absent next time. It would be easier to make progress if we could stop the voice of the empty pew. We should attend all services that we be not inconsistent like the oncers. Oh Lord, I thank Thee for the love that makes my life so bright. For this I praise Thee Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. I'm glad to hear our singers chant my pure and deep delight. On Sunday morning, I hear them sing, but not on Sunday night. I love to hear our preacher speak. His views are sound and right. They feed my soul on Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. At 11 a.m., I stroll to church in Sunday garb bedight. But Lord, I crave my easy chair and slippers Sunday night. Lord, bless the church and help to fill our preacher's soul with might to charge the simple ramparts of my empty pew at night. That's G.C. Brewer. Thou shalt be missed because thy tongue will be silent. The Lord intended for the tongue to be a blessing. Proverbs 25, verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Colossians 4, 6. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Thou shalt be missed because thy ears will be deaf. The world is looking for the person in whom to confide, someone to hear us, someone to bear our burdens. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We need someone to weep with us. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Labor as much as you can to agree in the same spiritual truths. Thou shalt be missed because thy purse will be closed. Giving is a part of the Christian life. Giving is a part of the Christian life. 1 Corinthians 16. Now concerning the collection of the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. There is more depth in the conversation of finances in the Bible than each one of us know. It would take years to study the spirituality that you could get from studying the financial scriptures of the Bible. The poor widow's gift. The poor widow's gift. Mark 12. Verses 41 through 44. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many were rich. Many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes quadrants. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Let us not forget that Jesus still sees the treasury. He knows how much and from what motives men give to his cause. He looks at the heart and what our views are in giving alms and whether we do it as unto the Lord. When self is given, money follows. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 5 says, for even if they are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as they are many gods and many lords. Some will be missed because of their giving. Others give so little that when they're gone, it will never be missed. Thou shalt be missed because of thy optimism. Thou shalt be missed because of thy optimism. Christians should be optimistic. This scripture was talked about in Dave's lesson today. And a definition came out of it. It helps us to be courageous like the Lord wants us to be. Paul was optimistic. Philippians 4:13, This verse has brought me help in my efforts to make it through life. This simple verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I didn't know why until this morning that it it helped me to just keep moving forward by giving me the courage to do so. It is a special grace to have an equal temper of mind always. Can you do it? A brother was asked. He replied, with God's help, our strength is multiplied many times. Did you know that? With God's help, our strength is multiplied many times. Thou shalt be missed because of thy influence. The church is a kingdom of influence. Matthew 13, verse 33. There's another parable. He spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leaven. Therefore, let us inquire, are we growing in grace? This message is on the tombstone of a girl. It was easier to be good when she was with us. And in my conclusions, sisters and brothers, let us so live that when we are gone, we shall be missed, and our good works will follow us. Revelations 14, verse 13. You probably can't see that. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. The believer is to venture and suffer anything in obeying the commandments of God and professing the faith of Jesus. May God bestow this patience upon us. Observe the descriptions of those who are and shall be blessed. Such as die in the Lord, die in the cause of Christ, in a state of union with Christ, such as are found in Christ when death comes. Our lives will continue to speak. Hebrews 11 in the verses 4 says, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain's, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Abel still speaks. Abel still speaks. Would find God must seek him with all their heart. Noah's faith influenced his practice. It moved him to prepare an ark. His faith condemned the unbelief of others, and his obedience condemned the contempt and rebellion. His obedience condemned their contempt and rebellion. Good examples either convert sinners or condemn them. This shows how believers, being warned of God to flee from the wrath to come, are moved with fear. Take refuge in Christ and become heirs of the righteousness of faith. We need this lesson today. We needed this lesson in the past. And we'll need this lesson again. This is my lesson today. Thou shalt be missed. Why? Because thy seat will be empty. We have things that will try to move us away from the Word, try to pull us away from the Word. We have to be better at being closer to the Word. You've heard the gospel. Do you believe what the gospel is saying? Are you willing to repent of your sins and confess Christ as your Lord and Savior and be baptized for the remission of sins and remain faithful unto and until death? You know, when you face death, you really have to ask yourself, are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to die? That's the question that you need to ask yourself. I don't have many years on this earth, as some. But when death hit me in my face, I had to ask, am I prepared to die? And if we stay close to the Lord, He will give us that answer. Whatever answer it is, my answer might be different than the answer that you receive. But we have to ask ourselves that question. If this lesson is for you to answer, you can come and have a seat on the front pew as we sing our song of invitation.